Welcome to the Well-Adjusted Podcast. This is Dr. Fultz. And today we're going to talk about how to prioritize our health. How do we work our healthy routines into our daily life when we have so many other things going on? So I have one quick story that helped me clarify how to do this for myself. I was just starting to take up running. I had never really done it before. It was 2017. My first son was just born a few months ago. And I had to start training for this long distance race. It was a 50-mile race. The furthest I ever had done before was a 5K. So I had to really put a lot of time and energy into it. And the more and more that I ran, the more I trained, the more progress I started to see. And at first, you know, running was a way to stay active, stay healthy. But once I started to see the improvement that I was able to make, especially since I had never done it before, I was making a lot of improvement right off the bat. I actually really started to enjoy it, and I really wanted to go on these workouts. I wanted to spend more time doing it so that I could continue to get better. And if you're not an endurance athlete, if you've never done endurance exercise before, pretty much the way that you're going to get better at it is to just spend more and more and more time doing it. Not every exercise, not every activity is that way, but running specifically, you need to spend hours and hours and hours running at just a slow, easy pace to build up your aerobic base. So the more time that you can do it, the better you're going to get at it. As I was improving, I just wanted to keep improving. And one day, my son was, he was a few months old at the time. And we didn't really have a schedule figured out. We didn't have the routine down yet. We were just kind of settling into it. And he went down for his nap. And I told my wife, I said, okay, I'm going to go for a little run. And I went out. I was feeling good. So I just went a little longer than I was supposed to, or a little longer than I said I was going to run. And when I came back in, apparently he woke up immediately. As soon as I walked out the door, he woke up. He was screaming, crying. He wouldn't stop. I'm sleep deprived. My wife is sleep deprived. Everybody's stressed. And I walked back in and I felt terrible about it. You know, I wasn't there to help. I wasn't there to help my wife, who hadn't slept in a while, deal with this situation. I could have been using that time to help do some stuff around the house that we hadn't been able to do because we were so busy trying to figure things out. Or just in general, even if he did take that nap, even if he did go to sleep, there wasn't a lot of one-on-one time that we were able to spend with each other because we were always worried about stuff with the baby. So this all kind of hit me all at once. Is like I was out on this run and I was giving up time that I could be spending with them and time where I really could have been helpful to the family. And I was just trying to improve my performance. So that was a time where I had to decide, I'm not going to let that happen anymore. So I really didn't want to give up training for this race or even doing this race, but I also wasn't willing to let it impact things that were more important to me. So I started to think about, like, what are my main priorities? So this is always a helpful exercise. Like if you take a couple seconds right now, just think of maybe your two or three or four biggest priorities that you have in your life. This incident made me think of a concept which I called priorities versus emergency priorities. And what you just thought of, those couple of things that you just thought of right now, those are what I call the emergency priorities. That's usually what people list whenever they're asked that question. So these are things that are generally, they really are the most important thing to you. And I call them emergency priorities because if there is an emergency in any one of those areas that you list in, you'll drop everything. Nothing will come before that area that has a problem. So if your family is one of your main priorities and there's a family emergency, you will drop everything until everything takes a back burner until that situation is solved. If your marriage is one of your main priorities and there's an emergency in that area, everything takes a back seat to that until you solve that problem. Same thing with health, work, whatever you listed, generally, if you have an emergency in that area, you're going to make sure that that is taken care of first. All of your time, your money, your energy will go into that problem until it's solved. I call those emergency priorities because they're not really our day-to-day priorities. Our real priorities are the things that we actually do spend our energy on every single day. And at that time, you know, I consider my family and my kids and my wife, I consider those my top priority. But at the time, I was letting other things kind of take precedent of it. Like I was letting training for this race that really didn't mean anything to me steal time away from things that did. And I also have my health, you know, my health and my family's health. Those are also some of my top priorities. But this was going above and beyond. Like I was already exercising. I was already running. I was already doing enough to keep myself healthy. At that point, I was going above and beyond because I was training more for performance. Performance so that I could do good in this race that I had coming up. And that race was not high on my list of priorities. It really didn't matter where I finished in the grand scheme of things. So I decided at that point that I wasn't willing to give up time that I should be spending with my family, which with the things that take precedent over that race. So I had to find a way to train around that. And I use this as an example because everybody needs to find a way to be healthy. Everybody needs to find a way to exercise, to eat better, to take time for themselves, because your health is going to impact any other area that you might have listed on that when you listed your priorities. Like if your family, your kids are one of your priorities, if you have poor health, that affects everything you can do with your kids, everything you can do with your wife. It affects how healthy you're going to be going forward, how much care they're going to have to give you in the future, how long you're going to live. It affects all of these things that go into those relationships. If work is your main priority, your health is going to affect that too. It's one of those things that really spills over into every other area. So you really do have to make time to deal with it. So in my opinion, even if you didn't list it, your health at least should be one of these top priorities. And if you're not doing anything to take care of it right now, you're going to have issues. And that's the kind of crazy thing about the concept of priorities versus emergency priorities, is that if your daily priorities don't match, if you're not putting time into the things that you really care about, you're actually going to have an emergency at some point. It's almost guaranteed. So let's, for example, if your marriage is one of your top priorities, but you don't pay attention to your wife, you don't spend any time with her, you don't communicate, you don't do anything to support her. If you're really not putting any time, your money, your energy, nothing into the marriage, there's zero chance that you're not going to have a problem at some point. It can't happen. Like you can't even luck into that. Or your work, right? I mean, if your work or your maybe you're self-employed, your business, if you don't put any energy into it, there's no way that it's going to succeed. It just can't happen. So the funny thing about it is if you don't make your emergency priorities your main priorities on the day-to-day, then you're going to have an emergency. I heard this concept explained in a little bit more clear way. Somebody called it the value action gap. So your priorities would basically be what he called your values, the main things that you value in your life. And your actions would just be the actions that you take on a day-to-day basis. And the gap is the difference between what are the things that I value and what are my daily actions setting. And if I'm saying that I value one thing, but my actions are saying something totally different, then that means I have a really large value action gap. So the point is that we want to get our value action gap as small as humanly possible. Because if our values are really the things that we value the most, then we want those areas to thrive. That's how we're going to have the best life that we possibly could have. So the only way to get those areas to do better is to put more energy into them. So this is kind of a tough exercise to do because typically people aren't very good at it, myself included. That's one of the reasons why I want to make this episode is I like to try and do this every once in a while. I want to kind of see where I'm missing the mark on my value action gap and try and adjust my daily routine to more accurately reflect it. It's not always pretty. If you are, again, if you value your health, but you're not spending any time on it, you're not eating right, you're not exercising, you're not going to a chiropractor, you're not doing any of the things that will help to keep you healthy, then we're going to have a problem at some point. Then that thing that you value is going to go away and you're going to have a problem in that area. So you might say, yes, I value my health, but I don't do any of those things. But what do I do? If you look at the time you do spend your time on, you're going to find, and I've really yet to meet a person who hasn't been able to find something like this. You're going to find things that you're doing during the day that are not even anywhere near the things that you value. Like, nobody values Candy Crush and Facebook, but there's going to be a lot of people who, when they look at their schedule, spend 2, 3, 4 hours a day doing those things. And they're not adding anything to their life, and that's time that they could be spent doing things that are more productive. Now, I'm not saying that you never can do those things. I mean, there's nothing wrong with taking some time for yourself, doing stuff that's not exactly the most important stuff in the world. But when it's consuming giant chunks of your day at the expense of the other things that actually matter to you, that's when it becomes a problem. So if you take a look and honestly evaluate what your daily routine looks like, what your daily schedule looks like, then you will pretty clearly start to see things that are in there that don't add anything to your life, that don't do anything to contribute to success in any of the areas that you actually value. So if you're struggling to get things into your routine that are good for, I mean, this is a health podcast, so we're going to be talking about health. If you're struggling to get things into your daily routine that will help to benefit your health, and then you look at your daily schedule and you notice that, you know, every night I'm spending from 9 to 11, I'm just binging Netflix. That's 2 hours that you can take. I'm not even saying every night. If you do it every other night, you take those 2 hours and you throw a little exercise into it. Or, you know, maybe you can wake up. Maybe you can just go to bed a little bit earlier so that you can wake up a little bit earlier to get exercise in. So when you look at your schedule, you can kind of find the thing that I was feeling in that story earlier. It's like I felt like I was stealing time from my family by going on these runs, and those runs were not that important to me when I compared them to the fam. So what I had to do is find time where I can do them that wasn't going to cut into the things that were important to me. If you notice that you're doing something that really isn't contributing to what you want, then you can either start to cut it down or push it into areas where it's not interfering with your life. For me, what I did was I started exercising anytime around when I would be able to spend with my family or when I had to work on the business. So I would do it either at night. Most of the time, it was going to be just I wake up before everybody wakes up. I was going to get my runs, my workouts in earlier. Occasionally, I'd have a long lunch break where I could work out too. But I was not going to cut into my family time. I wasn't going to sacrifice the business. I was just going to do it when it was not stealing time from something else that was more important to me. And it's not perfect. I don't do that. Every once in a while, I do have to do a long run. I have to do a long workout. And I might take on a weekend, a morning when people are up, when the family is up, and do a long run. But those days are fewer and far between. And most are like 98% of my workouts are done outside of any possible family time. And it's just because on the list of things that are important to me, this is lower on the list. Like in other areas, I can see that I'm falling short if I look at my schedule. If I compare the amount of time that I spend reading and trying to learn, which is something that I value, compared to time I waste on YouTube or on social media or doing things that are not necessarily beneficial to me. I mean, all you have to do is open your phone and scroll over to see your screen time, and you can pretty much see how much time you're wasting during a given day. I've been guilty of saying, like, I love to read, but I just don't have time to do it. Well, I actually do have time to do it. I'm just not using that time effectively. So if one of my values is reading and learning and improving my knowledge base, then I have to make sure that my schedule reflects it. And when I look at my schedule, I'm seeing right now that it doesn't necessarily reflect that. So that would be the first thing that I would do. Now, don't get crazy and just say that every second of my day has to be packed with something that contributes to my major values in life, because that's how you just don't make any changes, right? Just look for the glaring instances. Look for things that you're wasting time on that you don't even necessarily enjoy. You're just doing them. It's just a habit. It's just a routine. And it's not helping you. And see if there's a way that you can add some more stuff in that do match your values into that time, so that it's not stealing from things that you actually want to do. And there is a risk to this. I mean, you can do everything right. Like, take your health, for example. You can do every single thing right. You can spend all of your time, your money, your energy into doing all the right things, exercising, eating right, sleeping right, doing all the things that you can to keep yourself healthy, and then you can still have a health problem that catches you by surprise. You could still have a disease that comes out of nowhere, and it might not end the way that you want it to. And you just kind of have to accept that your chances, if you do all the right things, the chances of that happening are much, much, much lower. And they're not impossible, but you're going to be in much better shape than you were if you were just to ignore those areas. Same thing with your marriage. Like, you can put as much effort, as much time, as much energy as you want into the marriage, and it still could fail at a certain point. I will say that it's much, 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 much less likely to fail if you do those things, but it's not impossible. It still could happen. But it's still worth putting the energy into. If it's something that you care about, it's worth putting the energy into. Because if you look at the alternative, what's the alternative? If you don't put any energy into those things, it's guaranteed to fail. If you do put all the energy into taking care of yourself, doing everything right, you still can have a health problem pop out of nowhere. But if you don't put that energy into it, if you ignore that area, you're guaranteed to have a problem. So the alternative is always worse. If you want to have a good relationship with your kids, but you don't spend time with them, you don't acknowledge them, you don't support them, you're never there for them, you will have a terrible relationship with them. There's no way, even if it's important to you, it doesn't matter how important it is to you if you don't put the actions behind it. And that's the thing. Like, sometimes I think people think that if I'm saying that, oh, your actions just don't match your priorities, I'm saying that you actually don't care about those things, when the opposite is true. I really think that when people list their priorities or would tell you what their values are, these are actually their values, but they just don't put any effort behind them. And when they fail, it's even more devastating because they are actually the things they care about, and they're failing in a way that is crushing to them. If you really do value your relationship with your kids, but you just don't put any time into it, you're not going to have a good relationship. It's not possible. And if you do have a good relationship at the end of it, it's because at some point you changed that and you did reach out to them. You did start to support them, give them attention, spend time with them, and start to do those things. It just doesn't magically turn around. You can't have success in an area that you don't put any energy into. You can really want something. I mean, you can really crave good health and really be terrified of getting sick. And just the last thing that you want to do is go down a path that you saw one of your relatives go down. That can be a really sincere, true desire that you have. But if you don't do anything about it, it really doesn't mean anything. I mean, that's kind of the path that you're going to be headed on. We have to look at, like, what are the things that you care the most about? And we have to start to work them into our daily actions. So again, this is a health podcast, so I think health should always be one of those main priorities, and it's one that people often neglect. So you have to look at your schedule and say, hey, what am I willing to give up so that this very, very, very important area of my life, that, by the way, will affect every single other area of my life, can be taken care of. Because if I don't take care of it, I'm going to have a terrible outcome. So when you look at that schedule, that's one of the things that you want to do, is you just want to look at, take the really important, the things that are the most important to you, and you have to make sure that they're addressed. And that principle can kind of, I mean, this is a big view. We're taking this is kind of like a bird's eye view for what you should be doing. This principle pretty much can be applied to anything that you're doing. So I look at when I treat a patient the same way. Like if they come into my office and they've been having headaches and migraines for a decade, and this is the main issue that they want to solve, well, we're going to look at the patient in order of priority. It's like, one, their main priority is they want to get out of pain. Like, let's be honest, we could talk about what are the root causes? What are the issues that are leading them to have migraines? What are the issues that are leading them to have headaches every day? But when it comes down to it, what that patient wants is they want the headaches to go away. They want the migraines to go away. So our first order of business is we have to get their symptoms to reduce. We have to get them some relief so that we can move forward. We can try and jump right past that. We can do some little things that might manage the symptoms, but we want to do the thing that is going to make the biggest difference in that area, because that's our number one priority. So we're going to work on the neck. We're going to decrease tension in the areas that are causing most of the symptoms, and we're going to look for getting quick relief for that patient first. Then once we move beyond that, the priorities end up shifting. Once we move beyond that initial relief, now we want to work on correcting what are the things that were causing those headaches to happen in the first place. Because if we don't correct that area, then they're always going to keep coming back. The goal isn't just to get rid of the headaches. We want to get rid of them and keep them gone. So now we have to work on what are the things causing the headaches and correct that area. Then once we correct that area and we've addressed, here are the symptoms, we've taken care of them, what's the cause? We've addressed that. Now, we're still not done, because the next thing that we have to do is we have to make a plan for that person to be able to maintain those results. So we need to give them a routine that they're going to do every day, a schedule, maybe some tactics that they're going to use on a day-to-day basis to prevent what happened to them before from happening again. And we're going to set them up on a regular chiropractic maintenance schedule as well, because we have to keep those areas moving so that the problem doesn't keep reoccurring. But the way we treated that issue is we took a look at the patient. That patient, there's a list of priorities, and they go in a very specific order. And we addressed each one by one. If our first order of business is to get rid of that patient's symptoms, that's where we're going to spend our energy on. That's what we're going to put our focus on. Second order of business, now once we've taken care of that first one, is to correct the issue causing the problem. Then that's where we're going to put all of our energy into. And then lastly, once we've taken care of that issue, we want to maintain those results as long as we possibly can, forever, ideally. So that's what we're going to put our energy into, making the plan to help them do that. So this principle really could help guide any decision that you're trying to make. It's really not the easiest exercise to do, because it forces you to take a look at yourself and see, like, hey, I'm wasting all this time, or I am saying this is important to me, but my actions aren't displaying that. And that can be uncomfortable. It actually could be painful to see that, you know, this thing that I think I value, I'm really not showing. I'm really not doing anything about it. But it's really helpful, because, hey, you can't really change what you were doing in the past. You know, the past is the past. That stuff happened. But at least if we acknowledge, like, hey, I'm falling short here, if I cut out all this time I'm wasting here and start doing some things a little bit differently, I can start to have better outcomes. It actually gives you control. Like, we'll use health as an example. Like, if you've been having health problems, you have chronic health issues, you're in pain, whatever issue you might have, if you have those things going on and then you take a look at your schedule and realize, hey, I'm really not doing anything to prevent this. I'm not doing anything to help myself. Then that actually gives you control because you can say, look, it makes sense why I'm having these issues. Why wouldn't I have these issues? I should have these issues based off of what I'm doing. But I also have the power to change what I'm doing so that I can positively affect those areas. It will usually be a very rare instance where you're struggling in one area that you really value, and you look at your schedule and you're putting most of your time into it. You're putting most of your energy into it. That's going to be very rare. Most of the time, if you're struggling in an area, you're going to look at that schedule and it's not going to reflect the things that you want it to reflect. So that gives us a lot of power to change it. But it also, like I said, it's very painful to look at because, you know, you can see where you're falling short. It makes you take a look at yourself and see what you're doing wrong and what you should change. But it's always worth doing. So this isn't exactly a concrete answer of how to work a healthy lifestyle into your daily routine, because not everybody's daily routine is the same. Not everybody's values are the same. Not everybody's priorities are the same. So you have to take a look at what time you have, what energy you have, what resources you have to put into getting healthier, and you have to find a way to make it work. And again, I'll stress it again. You have to take care of yourself. I'm biased because this is my field, but health has to be one of your main priorities because it spills out and affects every single other area of your life. I hope you found this exercise helpful. I hope you actually take the time to sit down and do this exercise and make some changes. And again, don't get too obsessed with making everything perfect. Just try and correct some of the glaring mismatches that you're seeing. If you have a huge gap in something that you value versus the actions that you're putting forward, that's what you need to correct first. If you're putting a ton of time into something that absolutely doesn't matter to you, then that's something that we need to cut out. It doesn't have to be cut out entirely, but you need to reduce it. And if we can start making small changes and start to reduce that value action gap, you're going to start seeing better results in all the areas that matter. So that's the episode for today. Check back next week and we'll cover a different topic.